God is able, He's mighty, He's faithful. He never sleeps, He never slumbers,
He never tires
the fearing of breath.
When did you weep? He became stronger.
Let's cast all our troubles into His loving hands. How could we do it? This is a moment of praise, and we are going to cast our troubles at His feet. How could we do it? We could just raise our eyes to Him, gaze upon Him. We could raise our hearts to Him, and we could raise our hands to Him, and here we look at Him. If you want to really see the Lord, you close your eyes so that we don't see around and we would only see the Lord. We'll close our eyes, lift our eyes to Him, we'll gaze upon Him, we'll lift our hearts to Him, we'll lift our hands to Him, and we'll say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. In and through our prayers, we'll cast all our troubles to Him, because He is waiting to do a mighty thing in this place. He is an able God. Everything is possible to our God. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Everyone, every one of us will raise our voices up to Him and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit into us, and it's a moment that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to take over completely. So therefore, all of us, if we have the freedom, let's keep our hands open right in front of us, as if gesturing to the Lord, as if our hearts are open. So let's open our hands in front of us and tell the Lord, Lord, here we are with our hearts open wide, waiting, O Holy Spirit, for you to do the miracle in our lives. Holy Spirit of God, we invite you. Each of us quietly tell the Lord, invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. Holy Spirit of God, come into my life. Holy Spirit of God, work powerfully in my life. Holy Spirit of God, empower me to do the will of God. Holy Spirit of God, give me power to forgive. Holy Spirit of God, give me power to love. We need the power from above. Invite the Holy Spirit, each of us, quietly talk to Him while we are praising here. Let's all say, Holy Spirit, do the miracle in my life. I want to see Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, I want to experience the love of Jesus. I need that love of Jesus to be a tangible experience in my life. Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to do the miracle. awaken our inner being, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing the miracle. You will never send us empty, Lord. We know that you will do the miracle tonight, O God. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Bless your name, O Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Her to our lives, and let's say Hail Mary to lead us into this, into the word that's going to be preached to us today. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
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 Check, check. Shall we all stand, my brothers and sisters, as we come and open our hearts to the second part of our meeting. And as we do that, we just want to open ourselves to the great love of God in a powerful, special way. So we first of all want to thank God for the day of Pentecost, where we came together in this very hall and downstairs and overflowed into the tents. So many people coming together and worshiping the Lord, and the Lord did not actually disappoint us, because the flow and the power of His anointing, so powerful at renewing so many of us in the most powerful way. So first of all, shall we simply thank the Lord for that? Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We worship you. We honor you. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Can we be seated? So, let me tell you the announcements this week. From tomorrow, we will be continuing our intercession for the nation from 7 to 8 o'clock. So, the intercession for the nation will be on the same link we used in the earlier time for intercession. So if we can project that link for the people and we circulate it in our website, that would be useful. So I would invite all of you to join us 7 to 8 o'clock Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Again, Tuesday and Wednesday we have the prayer meeting, but otherwise we have the intercession. So we have the normal meetings like the young adults, the youth, and they will communicate to you about it. But the main thing is the intercession that our country needs very badly. And we really need to pray. Praise the Lord. That this problem we are dealing with as a nation will become the foundation of the blessings that God wants to give the next generations. That it will not be wasted. That we won't go back to our old ways of lying, cheating, stealing, killing, and then living the way that we have done. But it will be a real change and shift. And for that, we need to pray. Praise the Lord. So, actually, before I start, I just want to share a thought of something that happened today. I thought it'll be really beautiful. I went for a mass early morning. Many of you know I'm not a morning person, you know. I can stay up the whole night, but early morning is very difficult for me. And but mass was at 7 o'clock. It was the birthday celebration of Professor Wilfred Perera, who was 94 years old, you know. And at the Evening Star, actually, he has a long history with the CRL as well, you know, because he joined this experience in 1984 when we began the CRL at Dharmapala Mavata. We had this upstairs flat from which the CRL began, and Dr. Wilfred was one of the first people who joined into the meetings. And many people don't know that actually when we shifted to St. Paul's Milagiriya for over 10 years, he's the one who really paid for the hall and provided all the services to us. So we are truly grateful. But during the Mass, Father Prasad, who said the Mass, said something really beautiful. I thought it's really thought-provoking before I start my main sermon. He said, everyone has secrets, you know. And when he said that, then he stopped. And he asked, anyone who has secrets, can you lift your hand up? No one wanted to lift their hands. But then he insisted. He said, surely everyone has secrets. And then little by little people lifted their hands. And then he explained there are two types of secrets. That is, unholy secrets that we hide, which we have wrong things we have done. And then he said for the saints, they had another type of secret. That is, sacred secrets. Things they have done for people and for God, which no one knows. And I thought that's really beautiful. And he said, one old priest had told him that you must have secrets that you must take with you the day you meet Jesus. Then you can tell him, only him, what you have done. Secrets that you have told nobody else. And I thought that's really beautiful what he said, you know. Secrets of serving people, helping people, loving people, you know. And today I was reflecting a little more deeper in the afternoon, you know, this beautiful thought. And then I suddenly realized there are other secrets that we can take to Jesus alone. What is that? When we have done good and people have interpreted it as bad. Without trying to explain ourselves and justify ourselves and demand we have really served God and no one has seen it. That's a secret. No one has even recognized it. That's a secret. Then what do you do with that secret? Keep it like a treasure to do what? To carry it to Jesus and share it. Because the gospel had spoken about how the Pharisees wanted everyone to see what they were doing. And know what they were doing, you know. And we also can easily fall into that, isn't it? Now, for example, we did the beautiful day of Pentecost, you know. And many were seen who were serving. Many were seen. And we appreciate that. But many others who didn't, who were not seen, but yet served. You know? And I thought, for each of those who didn't was, who served but yet was not appreciated and recognized, I'm thinking, God has given you a secret to carry to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I thought it's really beautiful if you can collect all those secrets, isn't it? So that's not to do with our sermon today, but I just thought I'd share this with you because it impacted me deeply. Sometimes it happens like that. You know, you listen to someone and when that person speaks to you, a whole river of revelation comes running in through that thing. And as if God himself is speaking in your heart. And ultimately, that's what every sermon must do. Not just that I speak words to you, but through the words that I speak to you, the Lord begins to speak in your own heart. And it begins to reveal things in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the title for today, after Pentecost, the Spirit is the seal of our inheritance. The Spirit is the seal of our inheritance. Actually, the word I'm sharing with you today is something like a more than an inspirational message, a teaching that will create a firm foundation for our life. We need firm foundations, isn't it? Otherwise, we can have a lot of inspiration, but fall down because we don't have a foundation. So today I thought, based on the inspiration of the feast, we'll go to the foundation The foundation is the Spirit is the seal of our inheritance. So just to start it, I want to share with you the text that we did last week, John 16 verse 7. John 16 verse 7. And if you look at John 16 verse 7. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Now some other translations say, it's better for you if I go. So when you look at it at the human level, you can see it in another way also. Like what? Like how? Like Jesus was running into a lot of problems. Like what? His main apostle, Peter, had an ego problem. He was having what you call the I know issue. He was even trying to teach Jesus. James and John, who were his favorites, like the three of them, James, Peter, James and John. James and John were fighting for leadership positions and even got their mother involved and said, please go and ask Jesus whether you can give me the two left and right places. And if people are fighting for leadership and they want the position, you can be sure something is wrong in that place. And of course, the guy he gave the money to was stealing. And he had made a pact with the priests, the chief priests, to betray him. I think knowing all this, Jesus would have said, it's better for you that I go. You know, I can't take it all. I'm only joking. That was not what Jesus said, but I just want to share how the human problem that they were dealing with, the human problem they were facing. And then he explains why it was better for him to go. You can see it in the text here. You can repeat after me. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now, it's beautifully explained by Jesus. When I go, I'm going to send you somebody else in my place. The counselor. But till I go, he can't come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, why is the counselor more important? He says, better for you that I go. More important than Jesus being there? I explained it last week, so I'm going to give it briefly, very simply. Jesus of Nazareth could only be in one place at one time. He could be in Jerusalem, but he couldn't be in Nazareth. He could be in Nazareth, but he couldn't be in Bethlehem at the same time. He could be in one place at the same one time. Not only that, he could only speak to one person at one time. While he was talking to John, he couldn't talk to Peter. He was limited in time and space. But Jesus knew that when the counselor comes, he will not just only be with them. If you are writing it down, you can write down. He will be inside them. He will not only be with them, he will be inside them. And the unique thing is of the counselor, he will be with everybody at the same time. That means he could be with James, John, Peter, Paul, everybody at the same time. Because he had come from the heart of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I think he said, it's better for you that I go. Because otherwise, You won't have this beautiful gift of the counselor for each one personally, deeply involved in this person's life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, how is he going to send the counselor? Actually, heaven and earth, the doors were closed. The Old Testament says, for many years, after the fall of Adam and Eve, the gates of heaven were closed and could not be opened. Jesus used three keys to enter the gates or to open the gates. Gate number one was his suffering, the passion. The sufferings of Jesus opened the gate to heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, every suffering doesn't open a gate to heaven. It can open, even open a gate to hell. For many people, they fall, they get into hell through suffering. But it opened a gate to heaven for Jesus because he was the innocent one. So, what we are learning from the saints and from Jesus is, if you suffer persecution, if you suffer something terrible while being innocent, that suffering has power to open heaven to earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, we only have to look at Manna. You know, Manna is an island which is 100% Catholic and Christian. You know. And if you look at their history, you will see the faith of Manna has been fertilized by the death and the martyrdom of hundreds of Christians. It's amazing. It was their suffering, it was their death that opened Manna to the great faith that it has. So the first key that was used was the first key, the passion of the Lord, the innocent suffering. The second key was his death. The death of the Son of God on behalf of humanity opened the other door. It's the second key. And the third key is his precious blood. The innocent blood of the Lamb shed. And because of these three keys used by the Lord's life journey, what is it? The passion, the death, and the blood. The door became open for the advocate, the Spirit of Jesus, to be sent into the heart of sinners. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sent into the heart of broken people. Sent into the heart of people who had to be saved. That's why he said, it's better for you that I go. Isn't that amazing? Because he knew that when these doorways open, through the doorway will come the counselor. The counselor is actually the Spirit of Jesus. He will come through the doorway into the lives of ordinary broken people and transform them into sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, this is the amazing miracle of Pentecost. This new thing that God did, opening all the doors to heaven, using the keys of the passion, using the key of the death, using the key of the blood, and then opening a door that can't be closed. Now this door can't be closed. And through it comes the counselor. And he comes directly into the hearts of those who open themselves. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Is it okay? Let's look at the scripture that shows it. Romans 8:16. Romans 8:16. Beautifully given to us. The Spirit Himself, we're going to read that, testifies with our spirit. The key word is testify. If you are writing it down, testify. You have a testimony case. You testify documents, isn't it? You testify. What do you mean by testify? What do you mean by the word testify? You authenticate and you say, this is true. Testify. You testify. So what does the Spirit do? You can see this again. The Spirit Himself testifies. You can say it again. With our spirit, we are God's children. Shall we just praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You must not forget this. The three keys open the door. What is the three keys? His passion, His death, and His blood. And those are the keys that are laid on the table of the altar of the Eucharist. The passion of the Lord, His blood, and His body. And when you lay it on the altar of the Eucharist, the door opens for the coming of the Advocate into our lives. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the Spirit of the Father. And it says here, what will happen when that Spirit comes? It will testify. Testify means authenticate, certify, tell us through our spirit, you are God's child. You are a member of God's own family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, that's what baptism does. Baptism makes us part of Christ and members of God's family. Actually, we can only say this. What can you do? We can only use words. Holy Spirit must hammer it inside. Like I heard a sermon this morning. He said a beautiful thought. For somebody it would have been a beautiful thought. But for me, it was like lightning hit my spirit. And suddenly a whole revelation became alive for me. Wow, I thought. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what the Holy Spirit will do. What will He do? The counselor will tell us from inside, join our spirit and say, you are not just anybody. You are not just somebody. You are God's precious daughter, precious son, a member of His family. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Actually, when that happens, how you see yourself changes. That's where the real change comes. How you see yourself changes. That's how real change can take place. Actually, when I met the Lord, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I can't explain in the way today I'm explaining what happened. But something happened to me in this sense, that I was used to using a lot of bad words, profanity, to talk to people. So if I spoke 5 words, one was a bad one. And if I was angry, maybe 2, 3, And even after I met the Lord, that nature was there. But little by little, I began to become aware, I am somebody else. This is not a part of who I am now. And when I began to realize that, that's when a real change took place. I knew who I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, we're following this class last year, Encounter, and one of the priests who was the founder of the Encounter school, he was speaking, he gave a beautiful testimony. He said how he went for a wedding. It was a wedding where other Christian denominations, everyone was in there. And he went there after the mass, he went for the wedding. And one good-looking girl came up to him and told him, "Shall we dance?" You know. So he says, "I was flattered because she signaled me out to invite me for a dance." But then he says, "But I know who I am inside. I know my identity. I know what God has given me, the call He has placed on my life." When you don't know that only, you have issues. You have serious issues in life because the Holy Spirit must give it. Even, I think marriage is also like that. Celibacy, that is priesthood, is like that. I think marriage is equally like that. Because in marriage also, over the years, what we have learned is, I know who I am. I am a married person. I belong to my family. That inner awareness creates the boundaries for my behavior, for my thinking. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Divine sonship does the same when the Holy Spirit reveals it into our heart. But my brother, my sister, becoming aware that we are God's family members is only the beginning of what God has for us. Look at the next verse, verse 17. And it explains what happens when the advocate comes, when he lives inside us. See what happens. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. So you can write down the word heir. Not A-I-R, heir. Not heirs also. This is a problem with English language. You start with the H and you ignore it. And it's heirs. And here you'll see heirs. Write the word, it's so important. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Actually, I was thinking, how do you make this real? How do you make people aware? You know what an heir is in singular? It's urumakarya, urumaya. You know, but singular has a word that rhymes with it also. If you are not a heir, if you don't have a urumaya, you are karumaya. You know? So you have urumaya, karumaya. You know, but here you don't have a rhyming word. At least it's not coming to my mind in English. But heir. Now look at the. Look at the word heir, and he says, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. So I was just thinking, you know, how do you explain heirs to people, you know, in a way that they can understand, you know. And so I asked my friend Google, and he's not my friend actually, he's my uncle because he knows more than me, and all you need to know is how to ask the proper questions from Google and you give the right answers. Right. So, I asked two modern heirs that we can show people as the power of being an heir. So I got two heirs that I want to show you. And can we do a projection? Yes. One is I want the projection of a lady called Lorraine Powell Jobs. Okay. Now, this Lorraine Powell Jobs A lot of people don't know who she is, but a lot of people know her husband. Her husband was Steve Jobs. And Steve Jobs is the creator of the Apple line, the world's richest company, fighting, of course, time and again. Sometimes there's another company that becomes richer, then these people become richer, but worth billions. Now, she never worked in the company. She never did any kind of work there. She lived separately her own life. And what happened was her husband died. He got cancer and he died while being a very creative guy. He's the one who designed the concept of the iPad, you know. And it's revolutionary. But billions. And when he died, she inherited. Now that's what you mean by an inheritance. What did she inherit? It's here on the screen. Lawrence Powell Jobs inherited $18 billion. How much is $18 billion? Let me tell you. Enough to solve our country's problem twice. Our economic problem solved twice. If you have $18 billion, we are going to the IMF to ask for $6 billion. It's $18 billion. So then I asked Google, can you tell me in Sri Lankan rupees at the current rate? And here it is. 6,481 billion. 6,481 billion. Now you'll understand what an inheritance is. What is an inheritance? Something you get from your parents, from your ancestry, from somebody else, which you don't work for, you don't tire for, you have no effort put in it. You receive it as an inheritance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what an inheritance is? Now you'll understand. So I thought we'd give you a second example just in case you missed it. You can do the second example. This guy is 24 years old. His title, he's a British lord. His title is the Duke of Westminster. And Westminster is in London. He owns most of the prime land in London. He didn't do anything for it. His father inherited it from his father. Inherited it from his father. And his father died recently. He was 24 when his father died. How much did he inherit? $13.7 billion. That he also can solve our economic problem. Can you see that? How much in Sri Lankan rupees? Here it is. 4,933 billion, Google says, at today's exchange rate. 5,000 billion. How did he get it? Inherited it. Can you say it? How did he get it? Inherited it. Now you know what the inheritance is. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, inheritance. Can you go back to Romans 8, verse 17 now? 17. Now, if we are children, you can repeat that. Then we are heirs. Heirs of God. Not Steve Jobs. Not the Duke of Westminster. Heirs of God. Number one. Second one. Co-heirs with Christ. What do you mean by co-heir? Whatever he gets, we get. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Only we can say in single only. Pisu kadeno. Actually, you need to take this to prayer. The Lord has to help us to digest this. And actually, we are living like beggars because we can't digest what God has released into our lives. That's why he said, it's better for me, it's better for you if I go. Using the keys. What are the keys? Passion, death, and his blood. And he sends the comforter, the counselor, who will come and reveal not only that we are members of God's family, but what is the inheritance we have from God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So not only wealth is not the only thing we inherit. We also inherit sometimes diseases. Isn't it? We inherit diseases. It's coming down the genetic line. I know one of our dear friends, actually in his family, all the males in their family line go blind in their 40s. It's a tragedy. They have inherited the blind gene. All the males inherited. I'm giving you the negative. Like that, you can inherit qualities. Like the Jews have inherited the intelligence of God. You have inherited. And today, if you look at any finding, any creative finding in the world, you will find a Jew involved in its findings. Why? Inherited. So not only do we inherit some kind of power, if you're writing it down, you can write it down. In connecting with Jesus, we also inherit his precious, holy nature. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why the greatest inheritance is Jesus' holy, beautiful nature given to us. Isn't that beautiful? I just think, you know, take some time, sit with yourself and allow him to put it into your heart. Inheritance. Are you following what I'm saying? So tonight I want to offer you four inheritances that you can pray with over the week, which the counselor will reveal as we pray with it. And are we having it? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's fine. Inheritance number one, we can project it. You can write down the top part, you know. Christ defeated the power of sin. Actually, by his death on the cross, by his blood, he has defeated the power of sin. Now, his victory is our inheritance. Do you know that it's our inheritance? His victory over sin is our inheritance. Because Christ defeated the power of sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is there a way to give it to Zoom? Are Zoom seeing in the thing? So that they also can really follow it? So I can tell you a smart way. You know, you can take a photograph of this with your camera, you know. You'll have it, you know. And am I covering it? Yes. Shall I kneel down? Still covering. Okay, look at it. Christ defeated the power of sin. You can repeat that. Now his victory is our inheritance. Isn't that beautiful? I'll tell you later how it becomes our inheritance. I'll tell you later. But here is the truth. Christ has defeated sin. We don't have to be defeated by sin because his victory is our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number one of inheritance. You don't have to look at the rest of the text. You know, number one. Number two. We can look at number two. We can replace it. You can take a photograph if you are taking it. Or you can jot it down. Christ defeated Satan. You can repeat that. Actually, it's not in the present tense. It is not in the future tense. In what tense is it? It's in the past tense. He already done it 2,000 years ago. Christ defeated Satan. Now, his victory over Satan is our inheritance. His victory over Satan is our inheritance. You can repeat that. Now, you can repeat it. Now, his victory over Satan is our inheritance. It's amazing. Because if you understand this, everything changes. That's why I put this last bit there. In his name, we can bind Satan and his power. Can you know that? And we have seen it take place as we pray over people. People who manifest powers of darkness influencing them. All we do is, in the name of Jesus, be gone. And it goes. Be still, and it becomes still. Why? Because Jesus has already bound Satan, already defeated. That's our inheritance. But if you don't know the inheritance, Satan is a liar. And what will the liar do? It'll make you convinced that you are defeated. That is more powerful. Actually, in our country, it's very powerful. Why is that? Because we live in a country where the devil is more feared than God. Yeah, that's in the culture. In the culture, the devil is more feared. So people say, you know, the Lord Buddha will be kind to you and nice to you. They are not worried, you know. He said, Masona, Iriyaka, Bairavaya. People are shivering in their boots. Why is that? Because they believe that the powers of darkness have areas of the nation under their control. For them it's true, not for us. Not for us. Because in the name of Jesus, because he already defeated Satan on the cross. That's your inheritance. Actually, you must know that. That's why the sons of Sceva, that, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles, the sons of Sceva, the seven sons of Sceva, what did they do? They saw Paul binding the evil spirits and chasing away devils. And they said, this is a fine formula. We can make some money. And they said, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul believes, I order you to go. And the devil said, or the evil spirit said, Jesus Christ I know, Paul I know, who are you? And jumped on them. And they say they ran away without their clothes. First streakers. So, can you see? Can you see? People are powerless with these truths till you inherit. That's why all these truths are there. And Christians are powerless. Because they have not yet inherited it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following? Then the Holy Spirit will put it all in the right place. The third one. You can write it down. You can pray with this actually. Take it quietly. Put it inside your heart. Let the Holy Spirit, the counselor, Let him, the advocate, let him teach it to you. Let him reveal it to you. You know, that's when it becomes real. It catches fire in your heart. And you can repeat after me. Christ defeated death. You can repeat that. And brought eternal life. He already has come back from the dead. He has brought eternal life. Christ defeated death and has brought eternal life. But see the beauty of it. Eternal life is our inheritance. Isn't that beautiful? Eternal life is our inheritance. We have inherited it from Christ. You can repeat it after me. Eternal life is our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So my brother, my sister, we have already received it. And we'll continue after our death. So a question that really bothers me is, you know, as you get older and you die old, will you be an old man and an old woman in heaven? I don't know. What do you think? How old would you like to be? So, you can ask the counselor. Okay. And the fourth truth. The beautiful truth. The fourth truth. Christ sent the Spirit into our hearts as the proof. And within brackets I have said advance payment. Because the Bible also says that. Advance payment. As the proof. An advance payment. You can repeat that. Of this inheritance. I'm not saying this. The Bible says that. The Bible is saying the Holy Spirit is the proof. If you have the Spirit in you, you're worshiping in tongues, you experience the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you can enjoy the consolation of the Holy Spirit in your life, then it's the proof that the rest of it is completely true. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's like, you know, I'm going to get my inheritance when I'm 21 years old. And till then, I have this beautiful car and this beautiful house that has been given to me. I know it's a part of my inheritance. I'm going to receive the full one at the age of 21. Like that, the Holy Spirit moving in our life today is the proof that all that Jesus has given is already available for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Let's give the Lord a mighty hand and we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Take one of these promises a day and pray with it. I love the Holy Spirit. Counselor, comforter, come and teach me the truth of this reality. Let it be revealed in my heart. Let it be guided in my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? The moment that happens, there's breakthrough. There's breakthrough. Now the question is, how do you possess the inheritance? You have to get the inheritance. How do you get it? And it's given to us in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. The Holy Spirit must help us to understand this clearly so that it becomes life changing. You know, Ephesians 1:13. And you also were included in Christ. Listen, stop there. You are also included in Christ. That means at one point, at a certain point, we have been put inside Christ. That's why we are co-heirs. That's why we are heirs of God. That's why we have an inheritance. Because he says, and you are also included in Christ. Are you following what I'm saying? We have been put inside Christ. That also the counselor, the advocate must teach us. But how did that happen? Look at this. When you heard the word of truth, that in other words, when you heard the message of the gospel, when you heard the message of the gospel, as you opened yourself to it, you were taken into Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just now gave you the gospel of Christ in summary. That he used the three keys. What are the three keys? Yes, his passion, his death, and his blood. And open heaven, and then he sends down the inheritance. And I gave you the inheritance in summary. What is inheritance number one? Forgiveness of sin. Inheritance number two, victory over the devil. Inheritance number three, life eternal. Inheritance number four, Holy Spirit. How do you get it? Stop being a pandit there and believe it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's it. That's it. So every day we convert to the truth, and the counselor helps us. The advocate teaches us. That's how you enter into the inheritance. Look at this. You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. Not just Baba words. What do you mean by Baba words? The Lord loves you. He will solve your problem. He'll take away your headache. He will meet your need. Of course, but we are going to Jesus like we are going to any other little God. No, he has something greater in store. And look at this, it says here. The gospel of your salvation. You can repeat that. That's what he calls the gospel of your salvation. When you believe it, you receive it, you believe it, you become a part of Jesus Christ. You become an heir of God and co-heir with Christ. When did you do that? When you believe what was said. And look at what happens. Having believed. Now when you believe, see what happens. Having believed, you were marked in him. You were marked in him, inside him. You were marked in him with a seal. Can told you there's a seal. People are worried about the seal of the Antichrist, 666. They are worried, you know, don't get that seal, don't get the other seal, don't get this seal, you know. You will get sealed, you know. And, you know, people, they don't know there is already a seal which breaks all other seals. Marked with a seal. What's the seal? Look at it. It's given here. Can you read the seal here? What's the seal? The promised Holy Spirit. Shall we praise and thank the Lord? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now are you following what is being said? Can you see now? Counselor, comforter, advocate. From where on earth does he come? You believe in the message of the gospel and the seal is given. So don't worry about 666 seal, whether it will come through an injection or whether it will. You know, already we are given a seal. The seal of God upon our lives. We must walk with strength and courage, because we have the seal of God upon our lives. And the seal of God is the Holy Spirit living, making me a part of Jesus Christ. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But it doesn't stop there. Some more. There's some more. Look at the next verse. Who is a deposit? You can repeat that. Now we know deposit isn't deposit for gas. Deposit for petrol. Deposit here, deposit there. Here is the real deposit. Who is the deposit? You can say it again. Guaranteeing our inheritance. If you have the Holy Spirit, that's the guarantee that you have the forgiveness of sin. If you have the Holy Spirit, that's the guarantee that the powers of darkness are defeated. If you have the Holy Spirit, that's the guarantee. That's the guarantee of eternal life. If you have the Holy Spirit, that's the guarantee of the new life of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Can you see here? Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance? Until, you can read that, the redemption of those who are God's possession. So you and I, we are God's possession. No one can mess around with us. We are God's possession. Only we can lose this identity. How do we lose it? When we forget who we are. That's what happens in marriages sometimes. Husbands forget who they are. And their marriage breaks. They enter into grief. Wives forget who they are. And their families are shattered. Because they were sucked into the lies of the powers of darkness. What's the title of our reflection today? Can someone remember what's the title? The Spirit is what? The Spirit is the seal of what? Still can't remember. The Spirit is the seal of our inheritance. Shall we say it again? The Spirit is the seal of our inheritance. Shall we read this text again? Who is a deposit? You can repeat that. Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession. To the praise of His glory. Isn't that beautiful? To the praise of His glory. Because God wanted to do it to share His life with us. To share His love with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the question as we finish tonight. What if you have lost your way? What if you have found Him and lost Him again? What if this journey has gone dry for you? What if you have fallen and you are addicted and caught up? The good news is, it's all right. Today, you can regain your inheritance. Because the door to the inheritance has been kept open by the blood of Christ. He has paid for it with His passion. He has paid for it with His death. He has paid for it with His blood. And this door is open to the worst sinner in the world. It's open. All we need is to return, turn, and sometimes if somebody is not turning and returning, all you need is to ask the Father, Father, touch this person with your love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just want to repeat parts of Jerome's testimony as he shared it, because I thought it's a beautiful experience of this grace, this deposit. And Jerome explained how he had met the Lord. I remember him as a young man on fire for the Lord. He was in our youth ministry in those days. I remember him as a young man on fire for the Lord and really serving God, going all over the place. And then he got this job in the Middle East in a nation where you can't take a Bible. So what did he do? He hid the Bible inside his clothes and took it there to read and to worship the Lord. And he was faithful to the Lord, but without his knowledge, he was sucked into pornography. His loneliness, his isolation drew him into pornography. And he explains how little by little it gripped his whole life. Morning, noon, and night. And he explained it in a most powerful way. He said, not only was I trapped in pornography, I didn't want to come out of it. I didn't want to be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What do you do with people like that? And he explained how he was getting ready to enjoy himself over a weekend. And just as he was getting ready, he started having his dinner. And then he put the TV on. And a praise and worship is going on. What happens? The counselor, the advocate, breaks into his life. He was waiting. He says he doesn't know what hit him. The power of God hit him deeply. So deeply, he began to pray in tongues. He had been living in sin, entrenched, began to pray in tongues. He was on fire for God. He couldn't no more go back to the addiction that had consumed him. Grace had visited his heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And he described later, on fire for the Lord. He spent 2 years of the pandemic in isolation, but this time different. Because he was under grace. Because he had inherited, he knew his inheritance. Because of that, what happened was he grew in his spiritual life, reading, praying, worshiping, looking at all the adorations going on in the world. What happened when he came out of isolation? He was grown into holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the problem is not the environment. The challenge is not other people, but it is actually receiving the inheritance that God has given us. And I want to tell you before we start praying, that inheritance is here for you tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's here for you right now. And if we have lost it on the way, tonight is the moment we rediscover it. Because this door can never be ever closed again. This door will never ever be closed again. That amazing hymn that we all sing called Amazing Grace was written by a man who was a slave trader. What do you mean by a slave trader is they went and captured Africans, took them by force, put them into ships, took them across the ocean, took them to America and sold them. He led a sinful life. And his language, they say, even the sailors couldn't take his language because such was the profanity and his lost life. But one day in a storm, when they were about to die, he made a promise to God, if you save me, I will dedicate my life to God, to you. And from there, he wrote this beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. What he found was, the door was always open. Grace was always there, if you choose to believe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand and be in his presence tonight? So remember, we all have an inheritance. And what's really exciting is inheritance of God. This inheritance is inheritance from God and co-heirs with Christ. And if we are co-heirs with Christ, all that is waiting for Christ is waiting for us. All that is His is ours. And this inheritance has been given through a door that has been opened, which will never be closed again. The door opened by the passion, by the death, and by the blood of the Son. And when that door has been opened, any human being who turns through that door will come the Comforter, the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth, and lead us into our inheritance. So we just praise and thank the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's build a throne of praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. That amazing grace, Him. Brothers and sisters, let's quietly wait in His presence. Look at your heart. Did you think that salvation was dependent on you? Did you think that holiness depended on you? Did you think that change depended on you? Did you think that you were the central figure of your destiny? Did you think that you were controlling it all? Let me tell you that you and I have been deceived into falling into the trap of the father of lies. Tonight, we want to convert from a self-centered perception of change to a divine, God-centered perception of change. We want to be converted to the good news proclaimed by God through the gospel. So you're going to repeat what I'm saying as a proclamation of the gospel. Lord Jesus, I believe that you came to the world out of great love for me, a sinner lost in my brokenness. Lord Jesus, I believe that while I was still a sinner, you chose to suffer on my behalf. Lord Jesus, I choose to believe that while I was still a sinner, you chose to lay down your life on my behalf. Lord Jesus, I choose to believe that while I was rejecting you, you shed your blood to connect me to the Father's love. I choose to believe it. I choose to accept it. I choose to celebrate it with my whole heart, with my whole mind, with my spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We'll sing the first two verses again.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Whoa. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Lost, but now.
Move in every heart, Lord. Move in every life, Lord. Move with your power. Release your presence deep into our lives. Your divine love flowing in our hearts. My brothers and sisters, we're going to claim this inheritance tonight. First of all, that the door has been opened and will never be shut unless we shut it ourselves. So tonight, we want to open that door or walk through the door that is never closed, the door of grace, and enter into our inheritance. So you can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you have opened the door into heaven and into your family through your passion, through your death, to your blood. And you have invited me to become a member of your family. Lord Jesus, that's the gift of baptism. I claim it once more, right now. And I claim the inheritance that you have shared with me by your death, by your resurrection. Lord Jesus, I open myself to the gift of the forgiveness of sin. It's a gift from you. I'm inheriting it by your death and resurrection. I claim it for my life. I am forgiven. I am set free by your precious blood. I claim right now the power of your victory over Satan. And in the name, in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke and cast out every oppression upon my life by the powers of darkness, by the father of lies. I cast you out. You have no control over me. The chains are gone. The power is defeated. Darkness is lifted. No power over my health. No power over my emotions. No power over my spirit. You have no power over my life. I cast you out at the feet of Jesus, and I claim the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The chains are gone. We say it again.
My chains are gone. Been set free, my God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. I ran to love, amazing grace. My chains are gone. Set free, my God, my Savior has ransomed me. Like a flood, He must be in. I need your love, amazing.
To the Lord. My chains are gone. The power is broken. The salvation, the gift of salvation is mine. The power of new life is mine. It's inherited from His heart. Hallelujah.
God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that the inheritance of eternal life is already inside of me. It's the love of the Father. It's your peace and presence. It's your undying joy living inside me. Eternal life that is flowing through me. Peace in the midst of turmoil. Joy in the midst of pain. Comfort in the midst of rejection. Strength in the midst of weakness. Eternal life is flowing through me. It's my inheritance. I choose to believe it. Lord Jesus, I believe that the Counselor, that the Comforter, that the Advocate has already been released in my life. And right now, is moving inside of me, making the inheritance real, making the inheritance alive. I thank you, Comforter. I thank you, Counselor. I thank you, Advocate. And I welcome you into my life, into my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Draw it with praise, draw it with worship, draw it and claim it with the power of the gift He has given you of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you break every barrier, as you break every plan, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. For the final time, my chains are gone. Let's declare it.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The truth I got. Set free, my God, my Savior, has ransomed me. Like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
The Lord is saying, I have been waiting a long time for the truth to become real in your heart. It has become real in the past, but you have lost it again and again in the struggles of your life. My children, the Lord says, come tonight and regain the inheritance I have kept safe, and an inheritance that will never be lost for you. As you return to me, I am giving it to you again tonight, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord is showing me a person who has a small industry and having some issues, financial issues and issues with the people. Lord says, surrender your life to me and wait. I will resolve all your problems, says the Lord.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Worship.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Lord is showing me a person who has some jaw issue, some kind of a pain and something is going on. And Lord is saying, I have touched you. and I am healing you. Say
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you.
Lord is speaking to a person right now who's feeling a little out of sort and dizzy and like not feeling right. Lord is telling you right now, I'm touching you and I'm healing you. It's my healing love that is
touching you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
And Lord is also speaking to a person who has lost a lot of money, and now this person is trying to gain this money in a wrong way, trying to get it anyhow, trying to fulfill it. The Lord says, you wait on me and I will give it to you, and trust me, I am the provider, the Lord says.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking to a person who's having some kind of problem in the intestines. And the Lord says, tonight, as a mark of my love, I have touched and healed you tonight, says
the
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
The Lord is speaking to a person who's been addicted to alcohol and many other things for a very long time. And the Lord says, tonight, I have set all your bondages free. And today, from this day onwards, you will not be addicted anymore. And come and follow me, says the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Person is having a problem with the fingers. Person is unable to grip anything. The Lord is touching right now and healing this person.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
Also, a person who's having pain on the right leg, from the upper leg, running down up to the calves. The Lord is touching and healing.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name.
God is showing me a parent who is always worrying about the dividing the properties among the children. God is saying, I am your property. I am your inheritance. Don't worry. Hold on me, says the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
God is showing me a person called Gania. Lord is saying, don't worry. I am yours. Hold on to me, says the Lord.
Are there words online? Shall we just stand and be in His presence tonight? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 So all I can tell you is, don't lose your inheritance. Yes? The seal is the Holy Spirit, and with that seal is coming this great life of God. And as we believe it, as we hold on to it, the miracle will happen in all of us. Like it was given in the testimony of Jerome, it's only a moment away as we hold on to this beautiful truth. We journey by faith and we wait for the release of these miracles in our life. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Worship you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Let's join in the final hymn.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. In all my days, I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God. promised land. You are close like no other. Known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. You have led me through the fire
and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
Is running after me. Your goodness is running now. It's running after me.
With my life
laid down,
I surrender now.
I give you everything. Your goodness is running now. It's running after me. Your goodness is running now. It's running now. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. My life laid down, surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, and now I
sing of the goodness of God.
All my life you have been faithful. All my so, so good. With every breath that I am making, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness.
God bless you. Don't leave your inheritance behind. Take it and go. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You have noticed? There is some notice to be.
My brothers and sisters, just to let you know about the weekly meetings. So on Friday, we have the youth meeting at 5 p.m. on Zoom. On Saturday, we have the couples meeting on Zoom at 6 p.m. And on Monday, we have the young adults meeting at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We have the intercessory prayer as well from Thursday to Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. as well on Zoom. Praise the Lord.